From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Last Wednesday morning, hours after the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors rejected the $300 million Humboldt Wind Energy Project, Pro-Development Planning Commission Chair Bob Morris submitted his resignation. It's effective December 31st, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Morris is a forester, a property manager. His current term wasn't set to expire for more than a year. He voted in favor of the TerraGen Wind Energy Project last month. A body was found inside a wrecked vehicle yesterday morning off Highway 299 south of Burnt Ranch. According to the California Highway Patrol, a Caltrans worker noted the fresh tire tracks. They could be seen going down a 400-foot embankment where the car was discovered upside down in a creek. There was a man dead inside. Well, late last week, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy on patrol on the 1800 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville conducted a traffic stop for a vehicle code violation. Deputy recognized the driver of the vehicle, 27-year-old Tonka Jody Gritz, from previous law enforcement run-ins, and was aware that Gritz did not possess a valid driver's license. Deputy contacted Gritz and a male passenger. That passenger was found to be on formal probation with a search clause. During a search of the vehicle, deputies found ammunition, a loaded firearm, drug paraphernalia, more than 22 grams of heroin. During a search of Tonka, they found additional drug paraphernalia. Tonka arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of possession of a controlled substance while armed, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a controlled substance for sale, also carrying a loaded firearm in public and driving without insurance. Monday night, Crescent City Fire and Rescue dispatched to 135 Leaf Circle for a structure fire. Pelican Bay State Prison Fire Department was requested for mutual aid. The first arriving unit found the primary residence involved, and the fire had begun extending into the structure on the south side. Hose lines were pulled. Crews began an exterior attack on a large porch area and the neighboring home to knock down the fire. A 5-gallon propane tank added to the fire as it vented its contents to the covered porch and house. Crews also worked to keep the fire away from about a 125-gallon heating fuel oil tank that flames were pouring over. Attached a large supply line to the hydrant at the entrance to Leaf Circle and to the first pumping engine. Additional lines were pulled and supported crews who made a fire attack on the interior of the structure. Heavy fire found in the attic space and rear bedroom areas. The structure was also searched to confirm no one was inside. Authorities say it looks as though the fire got started near a hot tub on the porch. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.